Good morning. Welcome to the FTS bet slip on Saturday, the 17th of October. Proper football back. Hopefully, COVID restrictions, those November internationals get cancelled as well, and we don't have to worry about them. Should push on now as teams start to get into a bit of form, and we'll see whether this sort of early Premier League goal glut is just an outlier. I'm sure it is myself, but people like to try and find reasons for these things. So time will tell, as always. Right, got some horses for you today. A couple of footy mentions. Obviously, we did the preview yesterday. So let's just crack on with it. Let's just find the horses first. While I'm doing that, we can talk about... Turns out that oven ready doesn't quite mean oven ready, does it? When you go to the shop and buy an oven ready meal, it is oven ready. You just whack it in. Not that I do such stuff, but it does turn out, doesn't it, that... Surprise, surprise, oven ready isn't quite oven ready. The guy taken in by an absolute fucking bullshitter, the guy. There. Oh, he's moaning again, he's moaning about Brexit. I'm not moaning about Brexit, I'm moaning about the guy at the top is an absolute charlatan. That is what he is. But fortunately, we have enough Twitter Brexit experts and Twitter doctors to see us through. We don't need to worry, do we? The pandemic's over trending this morning, so we don't need to worry. The Twitter doctors have spoken. Carol McGiffin, that famous scientist, she's told us, so we can all just chill out. Right, let's find these horses. Honestly, fucking bollocks that people get taken in by and read. The world is fucking crumbling, people. You mark my words, I'm never wrong. I'm never ever wrong. There, like I say, call me Never Wrong Erskine. That's what happens, see? You know, eventually it all just falls in line. Where am I going here? Where am I going? I've got myself in a mess. I'm not oven ready, people. This pod is not oven ready. Here we go. Right, pod horses. Only got Ascot today. I think I've had a couple of texts. So I'll get those in a minute. But on the pod horses, Ascot, 120 Search for a Song, 155 Dream of Dreams, 230 There's Two, Wonderful Tonight and Dame Maliot, 305 The Revenant, and 415 Ra Ek. Anybody using those, I know we're going to move to Telegram, but if anybody is using these, I know Nitesh is, but just give us a hint on Twitter, because it's just stuff I won't need to do when we go to Telegram if people aren't using them. I don't need to do it all, that's all. Where are we here? Let's get to the other ones. Right, I need to get Betfair up for these. Got quite a lot of messages actually that I need to go through. Right, so this will take a little while. Okie dokie. This is good to see. This is what you call top production. This is exactly how Steve Wright works in his studio. Right. I've been told to take Stradivarius on after his run in the Arc. Dawn Patrol is the one. Sorry, I had to read the message. Dawn Patrol, win and place. Dawn Patrol in the 110 at Ascot. We have already, of course, got Search for a Song in the pod horses. And 155 at Ascot, we've got Dream of Dreams. And the guys are going for the second favourite, One Master. So you may want to do that. I've got quite a few of these today, I'll be honest. You might just want to take a watching brief or get involved small. 155, One Master. 230, Nothing. 305, we have got the Revenant as a pod horse. They've backed that up also, the Revenant, so that's good news. Taking on the favourite Palace Pier. They were just saying that Palace Pier may struggle to come from behind on the ground. And a small mention for Circus Maximus as well. And then 340 at Ascot, 340. Couple of big price mentions or reasonable price mentions, so you just want to play small, I guess. Serpentine and Japan in the 340. Serpentine and Japan. Right, Market Raisin, Horse Racing GB, Market Raisin, 3:21, these old race times, eh? 3:21 at Market Raisin, Dream Berry, Win and Place, and a small on King of the Cotswolds. So Dream Berry and King of the Cotswolds. Dream Berry, main bet, King of the Cotswolds, a little one. 3:56. This is only a four-runner race, so just a small chance on Totterdown in the 3:56. And then nothing at Stratford. There's one more in the 4:31. 4:31 is Market Raisin. 4:31, Market Raisin. Two again, Ravenhill Road and Louis Vac Pouch. Ravenhill Road and Louis Vac Pouch. And that is that element of it. That's the horses, so the pod horses, and then the mentions I've had on text. Foosball, I've got a first half goal bet for you, a first half goal bet at Barnsley, who are playing Bristol City. Barnsley, Bristol City, 25 minutes in, drip back or drip lay a first half goal. Barnsley, Bristol City, if 0-0. And I've got a 1.5 on 25, which is Crewe versus Blackpool. So that's in League One, 3 o'clock kickoff. Crewe versus Blackpool, if that is 0-0 on 25. Drip back over 1.5. You may want to let it run if a goal goes in before half time, or you can remove liability. As I say, when we get to November and we start the Telegram up, I'll obviously be able to share stuff through the afternoon. This is a prime example. Obviously, got to get the pod out before I get into my own football. So, got to do it now. Right. Enjoy yourselves. Have a nice Sunday. Somebody actually, I was in the car yesterday and somebody said, I mean, this is the stupidity when we talk about, I mean, there are just dickheads. They're just thick. That's what they are. It's the only way to describe these people is thick as mints, because it doesn't fit their agenda. They just are thick. Somebody phoned in genuinely. I can't remember what channel it was. Somebody else was driving. They were from Kent, funnily enough. I live in Kent and I'm in Tier 1. We're going to visit some friends in Ipswich, or family in Ipswich, who are also Tier 1. We're driving. We're staying in the car all the way. Can I drive from Kent to Ipswich? Because I need to go through Essex, which is Tier 2. Am I allowed to do that? I mean, do me a favour. Honestly. Do me a favour. How dim has this country become? How dim have we become? It's just ridiculous how thick people are. No, you can't. I'd have just said no. If I was the bloke on the other end of the phone, no, you can't. No, that is absolutely not allowed. You cannot drive. You cannot enter a Tier 2 zone in your car. It's completely and utterly unacceptable. And put the phone down. Absolute, honestly, just all these fucking idiots with this pandemic and Brexit and everything. Just thick. Thick, thick, thick people, and we let them have a vote. It's ridiculous, honestly. Anybody who wants to debate anything like that, we're starting pod things on November, pod interviews, all topics. So any of you want to come on, your Brexiteers, your pandemic doctors, we'll take it all on. We're going to do all subjects up until Christmas. Doesn't just have to be punting. I'm happy to sit and discuss anything with you. Let's see if we get anybody. You see what happens. Yeah, I'd love to. I'd love to do it. Right, have a beautiful day. Remember, we're not quite oven ready. Those of us who live in Kent, getting about is going to be fine in about 3 months' time. Right, enjoy your, Saturday. Enjoy your Saturday. Welcome back to the football. Couple of games on. Jaster reminded me, an oxymoron. There's a game on in the What's the Point League up north, isn't there? The What's the Point of It All League. They get all excited, don't they? Them two playing each other. The old oxymoron, big game up north, big game in Scotland. You've obviously got, I'm intrigued to see the old derby. I think it could be a little wake-up call for Liverpool today. Everton, sorry, from Liverpool. Sorry, misspoke there. Oh, don't misspeak quote yet. I do think it will be a wake-up call. I want to try and get done so I can try and watch a little bit of that. I just want to see what Everton are like against a big team. See if they can stop us winning the league. And then you got City Arsenal. You got some good games on today. But yeah, enjoy your Saturday, whatever you're doing. And I'll be back with you all for the NFL tomorrow morning.